philosopher Sartre said, hell is other people. He didn't go out much.
He didn't go out much.
He didn't go out much.
Sounds like a French waiter.
There's only one truly effective, guaranteed, absolute, final antidote to that problem. You may not like it. Bond 100% with everybody.
Just got dizzy.
Well, I actually don't see it as a problem. So.
Well, you're the friendly type.
No, I believe in being kind and compassionate and loving, and hopefully it comes back to you.
Underline the hopefully. But I'm not really saying be kind and compassionate and loving toward everybody. I'm saying be open to everybody. That may or may not include kindness or compassion or any particular attitude or action or personality attribute or whatever it is. I'm saying don't cross anybody off the list, because the potential is immeasurable with everybody. Now, that doesn't mean you have to get close to everybody. That doesn't mean you have to like everybody, and it certainly doesn't mean to me you have to relate to everybody. There's plenty of people that cross my path, I go the other way very quickly. But that's not the same as not being open. Being open means you don't prejudge what's possible. You don't predetermine by your own judgment what's the potential. It's really one of the most arduous spiritual, as a practice, it's one of the most arduous spiritual practices that is possible. You quoted Adida, a Western teacher. It's his whole method. Ask yourself, avoiding relationship with a big question mark. What does that mean? It means never avoid relationship in any way with anyone. In the true sense. That doesn't mean don't run the other way if they're a jerk. That means don't prejudge based on your fears, your biases, your philosophies, your beliefs, your limited set of ideas.
So how do you know if somebody's a jerk if you're not listening to your own
ideas? Oh, you're a smart lady, you'll know.
But how do you bond 100% with everybody?
Bond means have an open heart. If you really have an open heart, you see much more quickly who's a jerk. Don't you think?
Probably.
Is that really a problem for you, deciding who's a jerk?
No.
I rest my case.
Could you say that when you said don't cross anyone off the list, could you say that if you cross someone off the list, that at some level you're really ultimately crossing your own self off the list, because
sure,
there's nobody out there?
You're denying the eternity of the meeting that's already occurred, number one, in my way of looking at things. And number two, you're judging that something you can't know can't happen. Again, let me say, be as clear as I know how to be. I'm not